1 Kings, chapter 21, verses 1 and 2. Naboth's Vineyard. Sometime later, there was an incident involving a vineyard belonging to Naboth the Jezreelite. The vineyard was in Jezreel, close to the palace of Ahab, king of Samaria. Ahab said to Naboth, "Let me have your vineyard to use for a vegetable garden, since it is close to my palace. In exchange, I'll give you a better vineyard, or, if you prefer, I will pay you whatever it is worth." 1 Kings 21:1-2. This is the next major episode in the life of Elijah. But before we get to Elijah's part, we have to look at the background. And here it starts. Naboth owned a vineyard, and it was adjacent to the palace in Jezreel. And Ahab clearly was a gardening man, and he looked upon this vineyard, and he liked what he saw, and he saw the convenience of it close to his palace. And so he made an offer to Naboth to buy or exchange for this vineyard. What can we say about it? Well, it's a very fair offer. He's a very courteous, generous man in the way he approaches Naboth. His offer is generous. He approaches the man in a very nice way. It's very convenient for him. And I've been a big gardener myself, and I can assure you that convenience next to the house, a garden, it's important to have that kind of convenience. A gardener wants it. He can move around the garden and work on the garden close to home in short bursts. This is a very important thing. Convenience for a gardener here. Yes, it's all very fair. It's all very generous. He approaches him in a very courteous, gentle way. But there are two things wrong with it. Two very, very serious things wrong with it. And they stand in God's word as a reminder to us, brothers and sisters in Christ, as a challenge to us, and to you, unbeliever, too. Oh, yes, there is something very serious going on here. I know we're not Ahab and we're not kings, and I know it's not talking vineyards and palaces, but there are two very important principles here. Let's tease them out. The first thing that's wrong with this is Ahab shows that he's a man of greed. He can never, never, never have enough. The Proverbs say about this, you can never have enough. Once you start, you can't have enough. You can win the lottery today, but you want to win it again tomorrow. You can never, never have enough. Greed. And a second thing that we need to remember here is God's law. These people are Jews, Israelites, Hebrews. They're in the covenant, the old covenant, the Mosaic covenant. They're under the law of God, or should be. Greed and the breaking of God's law is involved in this. You see, Ahab can't have enough. Now, I remind you of what Christ said about this. This comes over into the new covenant, and how often it comes over into the new covenant. Mark chapter 8, verses 34 to 37. Take up your cross and follow me, he says. This is Christ's words. Deny yourself. What will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Ahab, in a nutshell, gained the whole world. Well, in his case, it was gain a cabbage patch. But he would lose his own soul by breaking God's word deliberately, ignoring God's word, transgressing God's law. Or for a cabbage patch, a vineyard. Christ speaks against it, Mark 8. Paul speaks against it. The love of money, he says, is a root of great evil, much evil. People going after money, possessions, have lost their souls, have put their souls in jeopardy. 1 Timothy 6:6-10. Ephesians 5:3. Colossians 3:5. Beware of greed. 1 John 2:15-17, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, what we want, what we see. television in a nutshell. These are things written large in the New Covenant, in the New Testament. It runs throughout Scripture. A king, Ahab, will fail and fall and stumble and break God's law just for an allotment or a cabbage patch. What will trip you up, my brother? What will make you fall, my sister? What is it for me? What is it for me? You can possess the whole world and lose your own soul. Luke 12:15. Luke 12:20. Possessions can ruin you. Thou fool, said Jesus to the rich fool. Child of God, be warned. It is a tremendous challenge here. 1 John 5:21. My little children, keep yourselves from idols. Idols. Greed. Money. Possessions. Things of this life. Things we can have. Taste and see. Want. Spend. Money. Possessions. Power. These are the things that can hold us back from Christ. And brother and sister, mar our testimony. Learn from Ahab here. Let me read two verses to you. One by a man called Samuel Stennett and the other by Isaac Watts. Let avarice from shore to shore her favorite God pursue. Thy word, O Lord, we value more than India or Peru. So wrote Stennett. Now this one. No treasures so enrich the mind, nor shall thy word be sold for loads of silver well refined, nor heaps of choicest gold. So wrote Isaac Watts. You see, money, possessions, riches. No, no. Give me the word of God every time, the promises of God, the laws of God, the doctrines of God, Christ in the word. This is what these men are saying. This is what Ahab is saying to us. I prefer this world to God and his word. And in the new covenant, I prefer the world to Christ. Believer, brother and sister, this is a warning to us, a challenge to us, it is to me. Heed it. Beware of idols. Beware of greed. Beware of possessions. The love of them. You see, it's against God's law. Numbers 36, Leviticus 25. That's what Ahab is doing. Greed and breaking God's law for greed. But of course, unbeliever, this is your sin. Oh, it's not cabbage patches. It's not a vineyard. No. But it's anything and everything but Christ, isn't it? Did you hear that? Anything and everything but the Lord Jesus Christ. You will sell your soul for what you can have now. For praise or adulation or money or possessions or whatever it might be. Anything and everything. Victor's wreaths, laurels, crowns. You'll win this and you'll gain that. But you'll lose your soul. What will it profit you? What will it last for eternity? How will it be? I urge you, listen, heed Ahab's mistake here. He traded God's law. He broke it because in his heart he lusted after things. Come to Jesus Christ, I plead with you, and cast yourself upon him. He is the treasure beyond all treasures. It's not simply the word of God. It's Christ in the word of God, the living word of God. There is nothing, there is no one to be compared to him. He is altogether lovely. He is the richest of all riches. Oh, cast yourself upon him. Let go of the world's pleasures and riches and find the riches which last forever, even Jesus Christ. Amen.